ring the bells on Wall Street and on farms. Government officials from both our nation and China have confirmed that an agreement has been reached on the first phase of a new trade deal, which in part would boost U.S. ag exports. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Both the U.S. and China have confirmed what has been widely reported. The initial phase of a trade agreement between the two nations has been agreed upon. Back in February, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told lawmakers,
"What we want is fair trade that requires structural change, and it has to be enforceable."
And via a USTR press release, Ambassador Lighthizer said the agreement marks what he says is critical progress towards a more balanced trade relationship and a more level playing field. Part of the agreement includes Chinese commitments to purchase up to $50 billion in U.S. agricultural exports. Among those anxious for a return to China's market is Tim Atkinson of the National Sorghum Producers.
2 years ago, it went from 80% of our U.S. sorghum crop went to China to basically zero. We can get that trade reopened at the level it was. We're still exporting our crop into China, but at a much lower level.
You know, with all the turmoil going on in the world, there's always just a little bit of room for hope. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm David Sparks.